For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, sometimes in life, you find yourself needing a family law attorney, and that's what we're going to be talking about this next hour with Meriwether and Tharp, and we have Lee Meriwether in the studio. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday, Lee.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Lee, Meriwether and Tharp has a concept of divorce coaching, and I was so intrigued by that when you and I talked about it earlier. I want to know what you really mean by divorce coaching.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me on again and talk about this, because so many people think that, well, if I'm going through this, I have to hire an attorney. And when you have a large estate or you're fighting over your children, it's very important to have an attorney. But there are certain situations where people cannot afford to hire an attorney full time.
Right.
And what they don't realize is they don't have to go into court by themselves without becoming educated. Mm-hmm. And so we started doing things. We call it divorce coaching. It's also called a la carte legal services, or unbundled legal services. That's a term that the American Bar Association uses. So what we started doing is we have people come in, and they do pay for our time, but we give them the information that they need so that they can be properly prepared in court. And not only that, but we try to give them the information they need so they can settle their case in a fair manner. Mm-hmm. And something that just doesn't get them in a hole. I mean, or they don't enter an agreement that's a really bad idea.
So if someone can't afford every service that you provide, they can kind of pick and choose what they need.
Yes. So we've had situations where somebody couldn't afford us throughout the whole case, but they knew that if they went to a final hearing, they were going to need somebody there present with them. So what they did was during the course of the case, there were certain points in time that they would come in and meet with us to say, okay, I have this coming up. What do I need to do? And then we would share certain forms that they needed. We would tell where to read up on it on our website. And we say, all right, here's what you need to do. And they went through the case. They tried real hard to settle. Unfortunately, it didn't settle. But all along the way, they were actually saving up their money so they could retain us to co-represent them in the final hearing. And in every situation we've done that, it is more difficult for the lawyer because we haven't been involved in the case all along. But we were able to get good outcomes for the clients.
Right.
I have had one where she couldn't afford us for the final hearing. The person on the other side was actually represented by an attorney, but she went to court, represented herself, and won.
You're kidding me.
No,
she won. Went up against her soon-to-be ex-husband, with an attorney.
Yep.
And won. Unrepresented.
Unrepresented.
Wow. That shows you that you prepared her well enough to go against that.
And so that one actually was a modification, so it wasn't a divorce.
Okay.
I have another great story about a divorce situation, but that was a modification. He was trying to get his child support lowered, mm-hmm. and she prevented that from happening.
That's tremendous. So what I really like about Meriwether and Tharp, Lee, is that you guys meet the customer where they are, meet the client where they are.
Right.
And that is so important. And you counsel not just the client, but the family, and you don't just go in there going hell-bent, you're going to get a divorce. You really, you know, is this what you really want?
Yes. So if the opportunity arises, we give them the materials, the skills. In some cases, I've had people come in and consult with me on multiple occasions, and they wound up saving their marriage. Mm-hmm. So if that opportunity arises, we're going to do what we can to try to help them make that happen.
Right.
And we also like to look at, have them look at the big picture. Let's not just look at, hey, I need to win this case. I'm talking now specifically about a divorce. Because when there's children involved and you get that I've got to win at all costs mindset, you actually create it where you're losing long-term in many situations. There's exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, you're setting yourself up for failure long-term.
Couples need to realize that just the act of winning, you're losing long-term.
Yes.
It hurts the children.
Big time.
And when hurt feelings and hurt egos are involved, you have blinders on.
Yes. And that's why you need a lawyer there, because we're there as an advocate, but sometimes when we're advocating, we're not advocating on just this case. We're trying to look at the big picture, mm-hmm. not just today or tomorrow, but what it might look like when your children have grandchildren. Where are they going to come visit? Are they going to come visit the parent that kept everything positive when they were visiting them, or the parent that just complained about the other spouse? They don't want to bring their children into that environment. So I've seen that happen time and time again. And the ones that can listen to their lawyers and set themselves up for success, I hear from them. I run into them.
Right.
And they talk about how happy they are. Sometimes they've stayed married and they're happy. And sometimes unfortunately, the divorce happened. But they were able to – they're still friends – at a co-parenting level,
yes.
with the other spouse.
Right, because you will always have that common bond of those children.
Right.
Okay, folks, if you have a question for Lee Merriweather of Merriweather and Tharp, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. This is a good time to get some questions answered by an attorney at a free rate.
That's right.
There's no way for him to charge you over the radio. So he's going to give you the best advice he possibly can from the knowledge that you're giving us on the radio at 404-872-0750. So there are so many steps, and it's so complicated when a divorce comes into play. That's what you guys do best. And your website is phenomenal when it comes to this.
Yeah, we have over 5,000 pages of information on our website, but it's not just a bunch of information thrown up on the web. It's very well organized. It's broken down by subject area. There's a mega menu at the top that can walk you through a divorce, and it has other situations like modifications of custody. It walks you through that. And then we have our own show, our own podcast that's also on mm-hmm. there too, where another partner and I break down certain areas. So we've had clients that were able to save a few hundred dollars preparing for their trial by listening to, for instance, we had two shows where we talked about how do you prepare to testify in court and how should you testify in court? So they listened to those shows and saved a little bit of money.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Just like I think it says Treasure, but Treasure has called 404-872-0750. We'd like to hear from you. 404-872-0750. Welcome to WSB. Is it Treasure? Hello? You're on the air. Oh, maybe we're having a problem. We'll put them back on hold and try that again. You're on WSB. Okay, we'll put them back on hold. Okay, it's my luck today with the telephones. Okay, and there we go. Are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there you go. Is it Treasure?
Yes.
Okay, great. Treasure, what's your question for Lee?
I'm wondering if there was a divorce custody modification done for a 13-year-old, but at the time he was 7. I'm wondering if I can still go forward and go back and modify it, try to get more custody back.
So the original custody case was done when you said your son?
Yes. He's now 13.
He's now 13. And
yes.
Yeah, so you can go back and if there's been a substantial change in circumstances, mm-hmm. you can go back to court and request a change in parenting time.
Okay.
Does she need an attorney to do this?
Yes. Well, okay. I mean, That would be my strong recommendation, is at least consult with an attorney. Sit down, talk about the circumstances, talk about what's going on, what has changed to change the parenting time. Now, there are certain situations where you don't have to have a substantial change in circumstances. So I don't know your exact situation, but if you're saying, hey, I don't have primary, and I'm not saying you're saying that, but I'm just trying to be general here. If you said, look, I right now I have 30% time, I'd like to go up to 40% time, that's not a complete change in custody. That's just a change in parenting time. You actually don't need a substantial change of circumstances for something like that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for your call. It's 17 minutes after 2 o'clock. If you have a question about family law or a divorce-type question, we're taking those this hour, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. When has an attorney given you a free hour, free time on the radio? Take advantage of that, folks. And this is from Meriwether and Tharp, and we have Lee Meriwether in the studio. We're going to come back and take your calls right after this.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we have Lee Meriwether of Meriwether and Tharp on the line. We're discussing family law. And if you have a question, 404-872-0750. And Lee, we have the phone lines are full right now.
Wonderful.
Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with David and Cumming. David, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Belinda. I've been divorced 5 years, have joint custody and joint legal custody and joint parenting time, 3.5 days on, 3.5 days off. 2 young boys, 6 and 8, and they've attended the same school district for the past several years, which is written into the divorce decree. They must stay in that school district. Mm-hmm. The other side wants to move an hour away and commute them to school an hour during the days that they have them. And I'm wondering if it's ever been heard of, if someone could compel another party to stay in the same school district, because that's sort of a burden on the kids to have them commute that far to attend school.
Well, David, a court can't say you can't move. But what a court can say is you can go ahead and move, but I'm going to change custody so the kids would stay with you. And I don't know all the facts and circumstances, so I'm not saying you would automatically win that, but that's what the court can do. The court can say that, well, this person can go ahead and move, but we don't think it's in the children's best interest to commute, spend that many hours in the car every day to go to school. It's going to be too difficult on them. And there have been cases where the court's like, well, it depends on why they're moving. That's one of the critical factors. Why are they moving? But the court's ultimately going to decide what's in the children's best interest.
And I know that's a triggerable event, but can I bring a case prior to the move, or do I have to wait until after the move to show that they've moved?
Well, you need a substantial change in circumstances to change or modify a custody agreement. So if they haven't moved yet, you haven't had that substantial change in circumstances.
Right.
Unless there's something else that we haven't talked about.
No, I understand. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for your call. It is 25 minutes after 2 o'clock, 26 minutes after 2 o'clock. See, that is so hard. He didn't tell us why the mom was moving, but I would think 2 hours a day in the car is a little excessive for a child.
It can be. I mean, and there's a court may look at the totality of circumstances and not change anything. I don't have enough information to say one way or another, but they're going to look at the whole situation. There could be other, like the reasoning for the move could weigh into the court's decision-making process.
Does he need an attorney for this? To go back to court for this?
At a minimum, he needs to do a consultation with a lawyer, because he needs to. I wouldn't want him to bring an action and stir up a lot of, just tension at a minimum between the parties. I wouldn't want him to do that unless there is a good chance of that he could achieve a positive result.
Right. That makes total sense. Folks, if you want to join us on the line, that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Lee Merriweather of the law firm Merriweather and Tharp. And if they want to get in touch with you after the show, how do they do so, Lee?
So they can call us at 678-879-9000. And they can also find us online at AtlantaDivorceTeam.com.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break. 73 degrees, whatever you're doing today in this gorgeous weather, take us with you. We have a great lineup, and it's spring break, so traffic can be a little tricky out there, so you want us with you with the news, weather, and traffic. More of Atlanta Living coming your way next.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And thanks for joining us for another hour of Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It's 36 minutes after 2 o'clock and a gorgeous 73 degrees. Hope you're out there enjoying the day and taking WSB with you. We are joined in the studio by Lee Merriweather of Merriweather and Tharp, family law's attorney. And how many locations do you have, Lee?
We have four office locations in the Atlanta area that are fully staffed. And then on top of that, we have some Regis office locations where we can meet with clients.
Okay. And I endorse you guys on the radio because you did my divorce, and I grew very close to you and trusted you with my life, literally.
Yeah.
So I think the world of you guys, and I trust you with everything, and I can't say enough good things about you guys.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, anything I can do. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. 404-872-0750. We're going to speak with Alan. Alan in Monroe, you're on WSB. How can we help you today, Alan?
Yes, sir. My question was concerning the TSP, the Thrift Savings Account, that with early withdrawal before you're 59 and a half, if you were divorced prior to that age.
So if you were divorced prior to 59?
Yes, sir, 59 and a half. There would be an early withdrawal penalty from the Federal Thrift Savings Program. I'm a retired federal civil servant.
Okay. Well, if you've let me ask you this: in your divorce, was there a divorce agreement where y'all were to split up that TSP?
I'm sure it would be if we were to get divorced. I'm sure that would be split 50-50.
Wait a minute, you're not divorced now?
No, ma'am. But I'm seriously considering it.
Well, okay, so. The court here in Georgia, they're going to look at what's your financial situation. They're going to take a snapshot of your financial estate, your assets and your liabilities as of the date of the divorce. And so if you were to pull out money today and you got hit with a late penalty, well, that's going to be an impact on your finances, but it's not going to impact the divorce in any way. The only way it might impacted is if, and I'm not saying you're doing this, so don't get me wrong, but if you were to take that out and then suddenly go out and buy a car with it and then filed for a divorce, that and so the court could question whether that was a wise move to make right before it was an equitable her to take that tax penalty because you went out and bought a car with it. Does that make sense?
Sir. I understand that. This divorce would not be any animosity or belligerency, and there's no assets to speak of other than, you know, a couple of hundred thousand dollars in a TSP account. My kids are grown. My wife has never worked. I worked all my life. So I'm just assuming that, you know, at best I could hope to get that split 50-50. And of course, she would have to withdraw her 50% immediately upon the divorce. And I'm just wondering, would I have to?
Okay. So maybe I misunderstood your question. So in a divorce I need to double check on the TSPs, but typically you can divide retirement accounts without a penalty. Okay. So in a divorce decree, and I'm pretty sure it's this way with TSPs, I know it's this way with 401ks, is that at the time of divorce, so let's say I'll use the 401k because I deal with those more frequently. You take the 401k, you do what's called a qualified domestic relations order. There is a similar type of order when you're dealing with TSPs, and what that, and it carves out her equitable interest in that, and then she puts that money in an IRA. And there's no tax penalty for it. If you move it from one retirement account to another incident to a divorce and you do it the right way, there's no tax penalty.
I see. What if she just wanted to, pocket the money?
Well, I would set it up so you did that after the divorce, because if she makes that decision after the divorce, then she takes the tax penalty, not you.
I see. Yes, sir. One more thing. What office branch do you have that's furthest east out towards Walton County? I'm just curious.
So we have an office in Johns Creek. We have... That's fully staffed. We do have Regis office spaces, and I don't remember off the top of my head where all of them are, but if you go to our website, atlantadivorceteam.com, and go to office locations, you'll see all the locations that we can meet you at.
Okay. Look, thank you so much. You've been a great help to me, sir. Thank you.
You're
right.
Welcome.
Thank you, Alan. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, I hope his wife wasn't listening, and this is not a shock to her. Or maybe he changed his name. You never know. Okay, back to the phone lines we go and help another listener and speak with Richard in Ackworth. Richard, you're on WSV. How are you today?
Hi, Miss Belinda. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm okay. I got a question for Mr. Merriweather. I'm retired military and retired in 2005, and probably in 2004 I divorced my wife overseas before I came back home from Germany. And at the time I made the mistake of, you know, doing the old financial decision under emotional distress, and I didn't pay very much attention, and I was not represented. And now here we are, you know, 15, 16, 17 years later, and I'm married now, and again, and I wanted to go change my beneficiary for my survivor's benefit plan. And come to find out, it's in the divorce decree that I have to keep my ex-wife on that. Is there anything that I can do to have that modified or changed?
Well, Richard, first off, thank you for your service.
Yes.
And, thank you, sir.
And gosh, I wish you were represented back then. It's,
yeah.
I don't think you can. I haven't read your agreement, and I know that there are certain, when you're dealing with military retirements, they are very, very particular. I've litigated those before. And when you're dealing in divorce, there's a few things you can modify. Support obligations like child support and alimony, you can modify child custody. But when it comes to equitable division, when you divide up your assets and your liabilities, you can only divide it in the divorce that one time, and you can't come back and modify it. So if it says in your documents that she's to remain the benefit, receive the survivor benefit, I don't think you can change it. But I haven't looked at it in detail or you know, double check things, but my gut is saying no.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Okay, and it's notwithstanding that I was a dummy back then and didn't get properly represented, right?
No, and what I don't know is how you split up your retirement account, or did you split it up? So there may be other things.
She gets 50% of my retirement pay, and then upon my death, she'll get the survivor's benefit plan and continue to draw 50% of my retirement pay via that.
I mean, the only other thing that I could think of is perhaps trying to see if there's some sort of benefit you can give her somewhere else and ask if she will give that up. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I tried to contact her about this, and I haven't heard from her since. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think she still lives overseas, and I'm over here. But I don't think she's going to be willing to part with that. So I thank you for your advice, and we'll press on.
All right, darling. Sorry you had to learn the lesson the hard way.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Richard, for your call. All right. It's 45 minutes after 2 o'clock. Let's see if we can get one more in real quick before the break. Let's speak with Michelle and Austell. Oh, that rhymes. Okay. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. What's your question?
I wanted to know, when it comes to alimony, am I able to request alimony, or does the judge decide if I'm eligible for alimony?
Okay, so alimony in Georgia is based on your needs versus his ability to pay. You can always request it, but he has, you know, if you the two of you aren't able to work out a settlement where he agrees to pay you a certain amount that you're willing to accept, if he's not willing to do that, you can go to the judge and ask that the judge award you alimony. But there's several factors that come into play. The two biggest are, what are your needs versus his ability to pay? And then the other big factor that comes into play often is, how long were you married?
Okay. We've been married for 15 years.
Okay. So you're right in that area where there's often, I don't know your pay discrepancy or anything, but there's often the court will look at some sort of short-term alimony in those situations.
Okay. And,
but there's no written rule on how long that alimony would be.
Okay. Now, as I was holding on, I briefly heard you talk about retirement. When you split the assets, how is the retirement split? Do you get the split immediately, or do you get it at retirement age?
So it depends on the type of account. So be clear, there's different types of accounts and how you can access them. I'm going to talk about I'll use a 401k. After the divorce is granted, you would have what's called a qualified domestic relations order prepared. That will be sent to what's called the plan administrator for whoever's managing the 401k. They will carve out your percentage. So let's say it says you get 50% as of a certain date. They would carve that out, and then you would receive that money. And at that point, you have two choices. You can either A, choose to put it in an IRA, and you would get hit with no tax penalty or anything like that. And then you would just, then you have that money, and you just, the best thing to do is let it sit and grow and just for retirement. Now, some people have to pull money out. The good thing is you'll pay taxes on it, but in those situations, you will not pay the tax penalty.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for your call, Michelle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, what if somebody wants to get in touch with you? You want to give that information one more time?
Yeah. The easiest place to find us is AtlantaDivorceTeam.com. You can also call us at 678-879-9000.
All right. We're going to take our final break with Lee Merriweather and Merriweather and Tharp here on Atlanta Living. We'll be right back with our final segment right after this.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Thank you, Scott. And I want to thank DeMarco and Crystal for keeping us on the air and the music going and commercials playing. I had the A-team in the studio with me today. I want to thank Lee Merriweather for giving up this gorgeous Saturday and the spring break week. And Lee, so of Merriweather and Tharp, at what stage when you're thinking about divorce do you start to interview and hire an attorney?
Well, I think if divorce is starting to enter the picture, the dialogue, or you're thinking about it, I think that I think it's a good idea to go ahead and talk to a divorce lawyer. And that may sound weird. You don't have to hire the divorce lawyer, but go ahead and talk to him or her. There's a few reasons. There's two big reasons about that. One is, you know, maybe that we come from a certain perspective of having walked people through divorces, and sometimes we're able to share that perspective, and it gives the person the encouragement to go back and fight for their marriage. And so it can save a marriage. So don't be afraid to talk to a divorce lawyer first. Secondly, let's say it's past that stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people try to resolve it on their own, which we encourage, but sometimes if you try to do it on your own without fully understanding what's going on, you can hit a trigger point. And then suddenly turn an uncontested divorce into a contested divorce. You could also start trying to push a certain position that may not be a good idea, or a certain parenting plan that may not be a good idea. So by meeting with a lawyer ahead of time, you can understand the framework in which you should be negotiating with your spouse. And so that's a big help.
Okay. Now, when we talk price, people get scared of you know, contingency fees and retainers.
Mm-hmm.
How should that be structured?
Well,
what can they expect?
Well, we can't. Lawyers are expensive. So, and we can't do contingency fees, so we charge retainers. And our retainers can range from the lowest end to like usually $1,500 up to $10,000, depending on what's going on, the size of the case, how much we have to do really quickly. So you can call an attorney, you can call our office and talk to someone in our office. We have 20-minute free phone consultations.
Really?
Yes. So you can call in. We do a background check to make sure that a conflict check so we can talk to you. But call in and we'll talk to you about your case and we can give you an idea of potential costs at least up front.
That's great. You get a 20-minute free consultation to say, hey, yes, we can help you. We'll take your case. Or no, we can't help you.
Right.
We're not the right fit for you.
Exactly.
That's perfect. Okay. Once again, if you would like to get in touch with Meriwether and Tharp, it's the website and how you get in touch is?
AtlantaDivorceTeam.com,
mm-hmm.
678-879-9000.
Oh, and... I think you guys are just stellar. I think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next is Monica Perez. Stay tuned.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.